Hello and welcome to ID the Future. This is Sarah Chaffee with the Center for Science and Culture. Today we have on the show with us Casey Luskin, Research Coordinator at Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture. He holds both a law degree from the University of San Diego and a master's degree in earth sciences from the University of California at San Diego. Casey is a contributor to Debating Darwin's Doubt, which is set to be released this summer, and he is here today to discuss the book with us. Debating Darwin's Doubt is a collection of responses to critics of Stephen Meyer's book, Darwin's Doubt. Casey, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me back on.
Today we'll be talking about the length of the Cambrian explosion and the issue of small shelly fossils. Reading through the book, a number of critics claimed that Meyer understates the length of the Cambrian explosion. Casey, who were some of these critics?
Yeah, that's right, Sarah. This was a very common criticism that we saw among reviewers of Darwin's Doubt. So we do talk about this a fair amount in the book, Debating Darwin's Doubt. We saw that some of the reviewers, such as Donald Prothrow, Nick Matsky, Charles Marshall, and others, basically all claimed that Meyer understated the length of the Cambrian explosion. Now, what was interesting is that in at least one of these cases, Charles Marshall, if you read an article that he actually co-published in the journal Evolution a few years ago, in that article, he actually defines the Cambrian explosion as lasting about 10 million years, which is pretty much exactly what Meyer says. So sometimes some of these reviewers who were critical actually didn't always disagree with Meyer, but in their official reviews of Darwin's Doubt, they did.
So what is the consensus view of the length of the Cambrian explosion?
The consensus view for the length of the Cambrian explosion is about 5 to 10 million years. If you read in the technical literature, this is the most common amount of time or time period that's given for the length of the Cambrian explosion. And this is the view as well that Stephen Meyer takes in Darwin's Doubt, that the Cambrian explosion was about 5 to 10 million years.
Can you describe who some of those authorities are and what they have said regarding the length of the Cambrian explosion?
Sure. There are a number of leading scientific authorities on the Cambrian period who say that the length of the Cambrian explosion was 5 to 10 million years. And that includes Douglas Irwin, James Valentine, Robert Carroll, David Jablonski, Susumu Ono, J.Y. Chen, Eugene Koonin, and many others who have published in very prominent journals such as Trends in Ecology and Evolution, the Journal Development, Bioessays, Proceedings of the U.S. National Academy of Sciences, Biological Journal of the Linnaean Society, the Journal Science, the Journal Systematic Biology, Biology Direct, and many other sources. So yeah, you can find this in very prestigious sources, the Cambrian explosion, 10 million years essentially or less, and that's the standard view that you see in the literature.
Can you describe what dating studies have said about the length of the Cambrian explosion?
Yeah, in Darwin's Doubt, Stephen Meyer cites a paper by Bo Ring and other colleagues that was published in the journal Science in 1993. And they used radiometric dating to date different stages of the Cambrian period, including two crucial stages in which the greatest number of new animal phyla and classes arise. And so they date that period of time to being about 5 to 10 million years. And actually, in a more detailed passage, they note that there is a, quote, exponential increase of diversification, unquote, in a period that lasted, quote, only 5 to 6 million years, unquote. So that's pretty striking to see that really there was this explosive burst of diversity that appears in only about 5 to 6 million years in the early to middle Cambrian. Meyer also cites a 2011 paper in the journal Science published by Douglas Irwin and others, where they use slightly different starting dates and ending dates for the Cambrian explosion, and also slightly different names for the stages of the Cambrian explosion. But they too estimate that really the most explosive part of the Cambrian explosion took place during a stage that lasted only about 5 to 6 million years, which is stage 3. And in that stage, according to their article, somewhere around 13 or 14 new animal phyla arose. So that's really quite striking as an explosive appearance of new biological diversity in a short geological time period.
Why, at the end of the day, is this a semantic debate?
Well, you can define a period of time to be whatever you want it to be. We could say that the modern age is from the year 1500 to the year 2000, or we could define it as the year 1900 to the year 2000. So at the end of the day, the amount of time that we ascribe to the quote-unquote Cambrian explosion is sort of a semantic issue. That's however we want to define it. So you can define the explosion in many different ways. What matters is that no matter how you define it, What we see in the fossil record is that there are certain short periods of time with huge bursts of activity showing the abrupt appearance of many new animal phyla and classes. And that's a challenge for a model like Darwinian evolution to explain, which relies upon, you know, slow, gradual evolution. And it really inspires us to ask the question whether there is enough time in the fossil record for all of this animal diversity to arise via the standard mechanism of natural selection and random mutation.
What about the small shelly fossils? Do these solve the Cambrian explosion?
No, the small shelly fossils do not solve the Cambrian explosion. In fact, most treatments of the Cambrian explosion really don't make a huge deal about what they are. Essentially, there are these very small fossils at the very beginning, the earliest part of the Cambrian period. And Charles Marshall, for example, calls them largely problematic fossils that are hard to diagnose even at the phylum level. In his book On the Origin of Phyla, James Valentine argues that they are, quote, very difficult indeed to interpret. And Valentine's 2013 book, The Cambrian Explosion, written with Douglas Irwin, notes that many of these are, quote, poorly understood. Experts like Simon Conway Morris, in his treatise on the Cambrian Explosion, found them so unimportant that he has not even mentioned them in either of his authoritative books on the Cambrian Explosion, The Crucible of Creation or Life's Solution. So Steve Meyer does actually mention the small shelly fossils in his book. There's sort of this myth going around on the internet that Steve Meyer completely ignores the small shelly fossils and never mentions them. He does mention them, but he doesn't give them a very lengthy treatment because the bottom line is that I think even leading Cambrian experts don't think that they are very important for understanding the Cambrian explosion and really don't diminish the reality and the importance of the Cambrian explosion. In fact, if you go back to the paper I mentioned earlier, where Charles Marshall admitted that the Cambrian explosion was about 530 to 520 million years ago, about 10 million years, exactly what Steve Meyer says. In that same paper, he mentions the small shelly fossils in the same passage where he defines the Cambrian explosion as about a 10 million year period. So clearly, Charles Marshall doesn't think that they lengthen the length of the Cambrian explosion, even though he claims that Meyer underestimates the length of the Cambrian explosion. So I think it's only when they're dealing with maybe a critic like Steve Meyer that suddenly the small shelly fossils become a really big deal, and everybody's talking about them saying, oh my gosh, this is the solution. Well, no, nobody's really sure exactly what they are. Even if we are sure what they are, they really don't diminish the explosive nature of what we see appearing during the Cambrian explosion later on.
So what I'm seeing is, despite the fact that this is a semantic debate, the one who was right on the Cambrian explosion was Meyer rather than his critics.
Yeah, I mean, certainly Meyer's view is totally defensible. Meyer defines the Cambrian explosion as a 5 to 10 million year period. There are many leading scientific authorities talking about the Cambrian who will back that up. Meyer is well within the mainstream as far as his view goes on the length of the Cambrian explosion. I mean, critics are welcome to have their views, but they can't say that Meyer's view is without support from the evidence or leading authorities within the Cambrian explosion literature. And you can learn a lot more about this if you read Debating Darwin's Doubt. We talk about many other authorities that we haven't gone into here that support Meyer's viewpoint.
Again, the book is titled Debating Darwin's Doubt. Casey, thank you so much for coming with us on the show.
That was a lot of fun.
I'm Sarah Chaffee with ID the Future, and thank you for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2015. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.